The story you're about to hear was written by a doctor named Luke. Luke wanted his friend Theophilus to know about Jesus, so he wrote a book. Two books, actually. The Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts. In the first book, God keeps a promise he made to the people of Israel, who were called Jews, by sending Jesus, their long-awaited king. But Jesus also invites non-Jewish people, called Gentiles, to follow him, because Jesus loves everyone. This was very good news, especially for Theophilus, who might have been a Gentile himself. Luke worked hard to make sure he got his facts right. He wanted Theophilus to know he could bet his life on this story. So Luke used many reliable sources. Can you guess what some of them might have been? Well, there were letters and speeches, songs and travel journals, notes from when people went to court, testimonies from eyewitnesses who knew Jesus, and more. As you listen, remember this is not just any story. This is the true story of Jesus.
Many people have attempted to write about the things that have taken place among us. Reports of these things were handed down to us. There were people who saw these things for themselves from the beginning and then passed the word on. I myself have carefully looked into everything from the beginning. So it seemed good also to me to write down an orderly report of exactly what happened. I'm doing this for you, most excellent Theophilus. I want you to know that the things you have been taught are true. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He was sent to a virgin. The girl was engaged to a man named Joseph. He came from the family line of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel greeted her and said, "The Lord has given you special favor. He is with you." Mary was very upset because of his words. She wondered what kind of greeting this could be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God is very pleased with you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will make him a king like his father David of long ago. He will rule forever over his people who came from Jacob's family. His kingdom will never end." "How can this happen?" Mary asked the angel. "I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come to you. The power of the Most High God will cover you, so the Holy One that is born will be called the Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth is old, and even she is going to have a child. People thought she could not have children, but she has been pregnant for 6 months now. Nothing is impossible with God." "I serve the Lord," Mary answered. "May it happen to me just as you said it would." Then the angel left her. In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law. It required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. All went to their own towns to be listed. So Joseph went also. He went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. That is where Bethlehem, the town of David, was. Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby. While they were there, the time came for the child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth. Then she placed him in a manger. There was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were looking after their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. It is for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Here is how you will know I am telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven also appeared. They were praising God. They said, "May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those he is pleased with on earth." The angels left and went into heaven. Then the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in the manger. After seeing him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart. She thought about them over and over. The shepherds returned. They gave glory and praise to God. Everything they had seen and heard was just as they had been told. When the child was 8 days old, he was circumcised. At the same time, he was named Jesus. This was the name the angel had given him before his mother became pregnant. Joseph and Mary did everything the law of the Lord required. Then they returned to Galilee. They went to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was very wise. He was blessed by God's grace. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover feast. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast as usual. After the feast was over, his parents left to go back home. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were not aware of it. They thought he was somewhere in their group, so they traveled on for a day. Then they began to look for him among their relatives and friends. They did not find him, so they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courtyard. He was sitting with the teachers. He was listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at how much he understood. They also were amazed at his answers. When his parents saw him, they were amazed. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been worried about you. We have been looking for you everywhere." "Why were you looking for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he meant by that. Then he went back to Nazareth with them, and he obeyed them. But his mother kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart. Jesus became wiser and stronger. He also became more and more pleasing to God and to people. Tiberius Caesar had been ruling for 15 years. Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea. Herod was the ruler of Galilee. At that time, God's word came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. He went into all the countryside around the Jordan River. There he preached that people should be baptized and turn away from their sins. Then God would forgive them. John spoke to the crowds coming to be baptized by him. He said, "You nest of poisonous snakes! Who warned you to escape the coming of God's anger? Produce fruit that shows you have turned away from your sins, and don't start saying to yourselves, 'Abraham is our father.' I tell you, God can raise up children for Abraham even from these stones. The axe is already lying at the roots of the trees. All the trees that don't produce good fruit will be cut down. They will be thrown into the fire." "Then what should we do?" the crowd asked. John answered, "If you have extra clothes, you should share with those who have none. And if you have food, you should do the same." Tax collectors also came to be baptized. "Teacher," they asked, "what should we do?" "Don't collect any more than you are required to," John told them. Then some soldiers asked him, "And what should we do?" John replied, "Don't force people to give you money. Don't bring false charges against people. Be happy with your pay." The people were waiting. They were expecting something. They were all wondering in their hearts if John might be the Christ. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I am will come. I'm not good enough to untie the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His pitchfork is in his hand to toss the straw away from his threshing floor. He will gather the wheat into his storeroom, but he will burn up the husks with fire that can't be put out." John said many other things to warn the people. He also preached the good news to them. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened. The Holy Spirit came down on him in the form of a dove. A voice came from heaven. It said, "You are my son, and I love you. I am very pleased with you." Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his special work for God and for others. It was thought that he was the son of Joseph. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. The Spirit led him into the desert. There, the devil tempted him for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing during that time. At the end of the 40 days, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, people don't live only on bread." Then the devil led Jesus up to a high place. In an instant, he showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. He said to him, "I will give you all their authority and glory. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. So if you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God. Serve only him." Then the devil led Jesus to Jerusalem. He had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here. It is written, the Lord will command his angels to take good care of you. They will lift you up in their hands. Then you won't trip over a stone." Jesus answered, "Scripture says, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil finished all this tempting, he left Jesus until a better time.